Samuel to Solomon. Chapter 18. A devouring fire. After Saul was slain, the Philistines thought to do away also with David, who was anointed king in his stead. But when they attempted it, they were smitten. And in the record David says, God has broken in upon my enemies by my hand like the breaking forth of waters. Therefore, they called the name of that place Baal Perazim, which means, literally, breaking forth. In Isaiah 28, this incident is made mention of by the prophet to show the manner of Christ's coming. For the Lord shall rise up as in Mount Perazim. For many centuries God has been hidden from the children of men, yet not wholly, for he has revealed himself and his workings to the people in messages of salvation. But his hiding will not be forever. There will come a time when he shall rise up as in Mount Perazim, bursting upon an astonished world in all his glory. As the lightning comes out of the east, and shines even unto the west, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. That will be his coming. The second time without sin unto salvation, when he will come, in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God. But this vengeance is not against the individual, as such. The wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men. Men are destroyed by the brightness of Christ's coming, his glory that is about him as a consuming fire, because they are inseparably connected with ungodliness and unrighteousness. There are others who will dwell with everlasting burnings, and the reason that they can dwell there is because in them is no ungodliness nor unrighteousness. It is a comforting thought that though the day of the Lord's fierce anger is near, even at the doors, yet we need not be of them who cry for the rocks and mountains to fall on us, and hide us from the face of him that sits on the throne, and from the wrath of the Lamb. Having made the Lord our refuge, and the Most High our habitation, we can with joy look up and say, Lo, this is our God, we have waited for him, and he will save us. This is the Lord, we have waited for him, we will be glad and rejoice in his salvation. E.J. Wagoner.